Mexico, Phil Hendry.
And it is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And truth is our bitch on this here show until whenever, 1 or 4. Along with me here, we have Margaret Gray and Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. And we've got Don Berman is going to join us here in a moment from Los Alamitos, where he's enjoying an evening of racing. I believe there's some kind of a media event that's happening there. And we're going to talk to Don about something that is not such a... not such a marvelous piece of news, not such a joyous piece of news for him today. He was suspended from Channel 19.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. And it was the result of something he said on the air. Bud, you have the particulars?
Yeah, that, well, it has to do with Walmart.
With what?
With Walmart.
All right, just leave it at that. It has to do with Walmart.
Said that the women there were fat.
Hold on for a minute, Bud. I said leave it there, okay?
Don't talk about it, ma'am.
I will discuss this at length.
Well, what does it have to do with?
I will discuss it. It had to do with some comments he made about shoppers at Walmart after reading a story on the air about Walmart that had had to do with love and had to do with attraction of the opposite sex, believe it or not.
Yeah, about the fat women.
Bud, how many times I got to tell you?
Well, Phil, you're going to leave us hanging.
No, I'm not going to leave you hanging. I just have to talk about stuff. I just want to do a promo, then we'll get into it. And the promo I want to do is philhenryshow.com.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go?
Well,
that's Mr. Henry always promo stuff.
Sorry.
Here we go, huh?
Well, Phil, you're always on about philhenryshow.com. Don't you know you have a radio show, too?
I know I got a radio show, and that's why I'm talking about philhenryshow.com, because I got a radio show, because there's people listening. And if you would like the digital version of the Phil Hendry Show, if you'd like thousands of hours of archived material, if you'd like over 10 years of archived material, if you'd like the news feed, if you'd like our daily podcast, if you'd like a daily video cast, if you would like up to, and we are carrying, by the way, the full video cast of this radio show. And we do a Phil TV video version of our show every night. So if you're listening, you're listening. If you're watching, you're watching. And you can watch us mobile, as a matter of fact, because we're on your iPod and your Droid. We carry, like, I think a 30-day archive now of video casts. So it's expanded out from the 5-day archive. So there's always something fun to do and see at philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get a backstage pass and join the literally the tens of tens that have become members of our website. Don Berman is at Los Alamitos, and all kinds of great interest here, Don, in what it was that was said by you. And I know it's not a very pleasant day, but I know you're trying to enjoy yourself out at the track. Is this, so you say this is a media day?
Well, it's a media night. Los Alamitos, as you know, has primarily, it has nighttime racing, and we're just enjoying a very, very lovely evening, watching the horses run, and it is the end of a very, very difficult day, I can tell you that.
Well, without getting, without me running my mouth and saying things that I don't know anything about, maybe you can give us some background. My understanding is you were suspended.
That is correct.
By Channel 19, by L. Martin?
Yes, Mr. Martin is the owner and general manager of Channel 19, and we've had him on the air, and you're familiar with Mr. Martin. You had the espresso machine here near my desk and so forth.
So, that's the gentleman that has gone over to the espresso machine. Tell me what happened.
What happened was essentially a story from I believe it was Houston, Texas. There was a study released that said that Walmart was the most popular place for people to fall in love at first sight. Now, this was a story that was originally carried by the CBS affiliate in Houston. I'm familiar with CBS. There was a time in my life and in my career when I worked for CBS, and I worked for CBS as an at-large reporter. And was that post? Hold on for a minute, Phil. Was that post? Was that the post call? Well, I just heard the post call. So I want to give to Stuart Gringer. Let me just give you. Give me across the board on 4, 5, and 6. 20 across the board on each.
Okay.
Hold on for a minute, Phil. 20 across the board on each. So I want 20 across the board on the 4-horse clapper. I want 20 across the board on the 6-horse Jiminy Cricket, and I'm going to 20 across the board on the 8 horse by me. Clapper, Jiminy Cricket by me.
What the hell?
20 across the board. I'm sorry, Phil.
All right, so do you want me to call you back?
No. Hold on. 20, I want 3 times 20 is what? 60 times 3. What did I give you?
60.
So? Hold on, Phil.
Yeah, I'm holding on, and in a minute, I'm going to have to move on.
Well, hold on for a minute. I got one of the interns with me from the news department. I said, I want 20 across the board. So that's 60 times 3, 3 times, is 180. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, that's right.
And he stood there staring at me with the bulkhead stare as if I was, it was my first day teaching an autistic class.
All right, Don, let's just leave that be. Is the kid now at the window?
Yeah, he went off the bet, but, man, that's frightening. When they send a kid like that to intern in a news department, that's frightening. And that's the kind of thing that's going on all over this country. Now, getting back to what happened, the news story was, what's that? I gave you $60 times 3.
Don, I can't, you know, you got to have to either pay attention here or pay attention to the kid.
All right, kid, Stewie. Go talk to Dane. Go talk to Dane. Get the money from him. What's 3 times 6? What's 3 times 20? Hold on, Phil. What's 3 times 20? 3 times 20.
Oh, man, I don't believe this. I got to conclude the interview if you can't come back on the phone.
I'll talk to you later. I'll talk to you later. And I better see my money. I can't believe it. It's as if all of a sudden, sometime around the early 1990s, mothers began to give birth to a mutant. I'm very serious, Phil, because we've had about a half a dozen interns at the news in the newsroom. They've had this. Well, where is he now? There's the call. That's the post call. Okay. In any event, Phil, we've had this group of interns, and what's he doing down there?
Don, come on, will you, man? Pay attention to me.
I'm sorry. We've had a group of interns that. Come on, you whore. Come on, you filthy whore.
Don.
Sorry, we've had a group of interns. Hold on just a minute, Phil.
All right, you know what? I've had this.
Hold on. Come on, you dirty whore. Come on, you whore. Oh, you dirty whore. Boy, I hope he didn't get that bet down now, because I just got my ass waxed.
We're on the air, too.
I'm sorry. I apologize. God, man.
What kind of race was that? That was awfully short.
6 furlong. It's a quarter horse track, remember?
Oh, I'm sorry.
What a... Glue! I can't believe that. In any event, Phil, so I said to Martin... Give me the story. It's a Walmart story, and the story said that. But I wanted to tell you about the interns. We've had a mutant gene or something running through young people born in the early 1990s, because he's not the first one that I've had in our newsroom. What's that? Oh, yeah, turn that thing into Elmer's glue. How'd you do, Charlie?
You know, either you're talking to me or you're talking to the guys at the track.
I'm sorry. Just. Huh? Oh, are you kidding me? So we had how'd you do?
All right, that's it. You know.
Well, I don't know why you didn't do that sooner.
I can't, you know, I said to the guy, pay attention to me, okay?
Get a call back.
If he calls back, I'll put him back on the... How many times am I going to put guys back on the air when I tell them we're going to do an interview with them? But was he at the track? Did you know he was going to be at the track?
Yeah.
Well...
It's not Bud's fault, Phil. He called Berman up on his cell phone...
Yeah, but he did say he's probably going to be at Los Alamitos.
Well, I don't know that it was it's something where I'm going to say, don't interview him. But you know if he's at the track, you know he's probably had a taste, right?
Well, what difference does that make?
It makes a big difference as to whether or not the guy's got all of his marbles, you know, whether his brains are scrambled from too much booze. And it sounds to me like not a very successful night at the track. We'll be right back with Don Berman. We're going to get him back on the air and get him focused to talk about... He's just got suspended from his job today, and he's down at the track screaming at some horse about... We'll be right back. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Walmart, the most popular place for people to fall in love at first sight. Don Berman got suspended from his job today for saying something untoward about that story. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did. Well, you can take that six horse and you can stick that right...
World famous Phil Henry Show with Don Berman talking to us tonight about an event at Channel 19 News. Don is an Emmy Award winning news anchor for Channel 19 News, and yet today on the air, he was not on the air, but he was suspended from his duties as news anchor at Channel 19 for a comment made on the air. And we do have some phone calls to get to on this, Don. There's a lot of people out there that think you were unfairly treated, and we're going to talk to them.
Well, I have heard from a few of them, and I do very much appreciate that. In fact, Phil, I've run into a few here at Los Alamitos, and I do want to address what you... I don't want any impression being given to your listeners that I am spending an evening enjoying myself after having insulted people. That's not what this is about. This was a media evening that we had already planned on. What happened today at Channel 19 was the result of what I felt was a very rash act on the part of L. Martin, who is our general manager. And I will tell you this: there are a lot of things that I'm sorry for. I'm not sorry for referring to him as L. Ron Martin as I was leaving today, and he took note of that, and I took note of him, basically.
But when you said L. Ron Martin, is that a reference to L. Ron Hubbard?
That is exactly right, because I feel that Mr. Martin is running some kind of a thought control. The culture of Channel 19, since L. Martin took over there, when I call him L. Ron Martin, it's because it feels... I keep missing... I'm sorry, Phil, but I keep missing the post. Where is he? Hold on for just a minute.
Oh, man.
No, not old man. Hold on, okay? I've had a tough day. Hey, you, come here. What are you doing here? Go down there and bet this... Remember the three horse? Swift Falls, yeah. Swift Falls, Nougat. Go. 20 on Nougat. 20 on Nougat to win. All right, Phil. So, Martin, who runs Channel 19 in much the same way that I imagine L. Ron Hubbard or David Miscavige runs the Sea Org at Scientology. There is mind control.
What do you mean there's mind control?
Well, there seems to be a control of the behavior. And this is what I just alluded to that. So, today I read the story. And the story was Walmart, most popular place for people to fall in love at first sight. I was with Becky Blundell, who co-anchors with me at The Five. And I looked at her, and I ended the story, and it simply said, the Psychology Today study was done from data based on each state's 100 most recent missed connections posts on Craigslist. And then I said, and I looked at Becky, and I said, if you ask me, Walmart's a great place to fall in love if you're looking for fat women with too many kids. And I sort of winked at Becky to let the audience know that there's been an ongoing, belief that many of our viewers that Becky is herself overweight and she just gave birth to her fourth child.
Well, that sounds like a very rude thing to do.
No, Becky and I are very good friends.
Don, I'm a woman, obviously, and I think that when you look at another woman and you wink and you've made comments about her weight and the number of children that she has...
Well, you say you're a woman, obviously, and you are a woman, Margaret, but the texture of your voice, the tenor of your voice is always an area of joking because you have such a masculine... sound.
And that is completely beside the point. It's not even funny. I don't think this is a point to be mocked or to be amused by. I'm saying that your co-anchor there, Becky Blundell, has four children, is overweight, and so you're saying what? She's a fat woman at Walmart.
I said that Walmart is a good... May I just repeat? Oh, would you come on, sir? Hold on for a minute.
You know, you are not treating this very seriously.
What's that?
You're not treating this seriously.
Hold on, hold on. Hello?
Hey, Don.
Hold on! I just... There they go. Phil, hold on. Are we okay?
Oh, man.
Come on, you dirty bitch. You dirty, filthy bitch. If there's one, come on, Sassafras. Come on, Sassafras. Come on, Sassafras. Take a look outside. Come on, Sassafras. Come on, you dirty, filthy bitch. You dirty, filthy bitch. You dirty, filthy, no good. You gotta be kidding me. That's the last time. I ought to know better than a better horse named Sassafras. Where's Eddie? Take that, take this, take that. Tear them up. You can stick them back up. So.
Sounds like you're having a bad night.
Yeah, I am. I'm having a bad night. And this is after being told by L. Ron Martin that I have been suspended. What I said on the air, and I would say it again in a heartbeat, Walmart is a great place to go to meet women if you like them fat and with lots of kids. And I would say it again in a heartbeat. And why do I say that? Because the evidence is right there for all to see. All right? Now, Margaret, you may comment if you'd like, but I wanted to get that point out.
Well, that might be true, Don. It might not be true. I think it's incredibly sexist. And when you're looking at your co-anchor, Becky Blondell, who I happen to know and I think is a wonderful woman, I think that it is rude and insulting because she does carry a lot of weight. She probably has one too many kids.
Well, then you agree. See, that's what you're saying.
No, I don't agree that Becky is like one of the fat women at Walmart. I think Becky's situation is different. I think she eats too much because, as you know, and as everyone knows, her husband has not been faithful. She has the children, which she hoped would save her marriage. And so for you to mock that...
Well, I'm not mocking that, but as long as you're talking about it...
Hold on for a minute. This is not about Becky Blondell, okay? Becky Blondell and the problems that she may have has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're talking about you, Don. You got suspended.
I got suspended because Becky Blondell is the epitome of a woman that shops at Walmart. Well, I shouldn't say that.
No, you should not say that. That's what I'm talking about. You've turned... Is that the horn?
It's what?
Well, I heard the horn again.
The post call. Is that the post call? Because we know you want to watch the race.
Now, hold on. Where's that kid? He's got my... Look, I'm getting raped. You understand? I'm sorry, Phil. Hold on for just a minute. Where is Dick Steenman? There they go. Is this... Which one do I have? Cornhole. Cornhole. Let's go cornhole. Come on. Cornhole? What the heck? Corn dog, you dumbass. I thought it was cornhole. Corn dog. Come on, corn dog. Come on, corn dog. Come on, corn dog, you piece of garbage, you walking garbage. Somebody, come on, corn dog. Come on, corn dog. You know what they ought to do with that horse? Send it to the glue factory. God. That's rough, Don. Yeah, that's with the rough. That's my fifth race in a row. Send it off to the glue factory. Corn dog. Maybe if they'd had a horse named Cornhole.
All right, Don, we're going to let you go, okay?
Let me go and do what? Commit suicide? I've been suspended by Channel 19. I got Becky Blondell and her wayward husband are now jumping all over me as if I did that to their marriage. Ms. Blondell, you're a fine news anchor. You've got a husband that has sex with everything that moves at any liquor store that he's around, up or near. You have too many kids. You got a big rear end. And yes, I've been drinking. And
All right, Don, what you've been doing here on this program is not just trying to defend yourself against something that's indefensible. Now you're insulting your coworkers. You've even brought out L. Martin, your general manager, as being L. Ron Martin because you think he's got some mind control thing going there.
No, I think that Channel 19, in all seriousness, Phil, what happened? Did they shoot it? I hope they shot that horse. Hey, Dobby, did they shoot Corn Dog? I hope so. I gotta believe it. What I said was this, Phil. I said that...
Hold on for a minute. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. Don Berman from Channel 19 News, who was suspended today for saying that the only women you're going to meet at Walmart are overweight with too many kids. He referred to his co-anchor Becky Blondell as being one of those women. And generally, he's just got himself in all kinds of trouble, including referring to their general manager, L. Martin, as L. Ron Martin, as in some... Don says there's a mind control whatever thing happening at Channel 19. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, Corn Dog. Get Corn Dog. Corn Dog.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, and we had a slide there on Phil TV. It was a picture of me that was a photograph of me that was taken by the great Allison Reynolds, great photographer. She of a great many photographs that appeared in Playboy magazine. So in other words, she photographed a lot of beautiful women. Then she took a chance taking a picture of my mug, and I'll tell you this much, back then it was a lot better looking than it is now. And that's a natural fact, huh?
Phil, I've got to agree. You are a very handsome young man, and time, well, you've gotten some character.
Thank you very much. All right, Don Berman is with us, and I want to conclude, Don, if we possibly can, discussions here of the episode at Channel 19 today where you were suspended. For how long, Don?
Yeah, tell me that.
Don?
Yeah, Phil, I'm right here.
How long were you suspended for?
I've been suspended for a week by L. Martin, the general manager of Channel 19, who I have said already on your program tonight, I believe is running some kind of a mind control sect. L. Ron Martin is what we call him now, Phil. Everybody should call him L. Ron Martin.
Hold on. I don't want to get off into that, okay? You were suspended for saying that the women at Walmart were all fat and had too many kids.
I was suspended, yes. But really what I was suspended for was saying that if you want to meet women at Walmart, because the article said that Walmart is a popular place for people to fall in love at first sight, and I said if you want to fall in love at Walmart, you're going to fall in love with Becky Blondell, because, and I said to Beck, and I said to Becky, I looked at her and I said, and you know I love you, Becky, and I winked at her, and it was understood. It was understood that I was kidding.
Well, were you kidding? When you say to a woman you're overweight and you have too many kids, how can you possibly say that's kidding?
Becky and I have known each other for a long time. Hey, buddy. How you been? Huh? I'm getting raped, yeah. I'm sorry, Phil. I saw Bobby Schuster. You know Bobby, don't you?
No, I don't. Can we get back to our conversation?
Yeah. So, what was your question?
My question was, when you singled out Becky Blondell, when you said that if you want to fall in love with a woman at Walmart, because Walmart is a... I can hear your post call.
Yeah, it's post call. Hold on for a minute. Where's Jimmy? Jimmy? Jimmy, come here. Come here for a minute. Jimmy. 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 Come here for a minute. Come here, Jimmy. Yeah. Go. What do they have on the one? Burglar. Burglar boy? Burglar boy. I got burglar boy, Phil. Burglar boy. This is the horse right here. Yeah, come on, burglar boy. Come on, burglar boy. Come on, burglar boy! Where is he? He's on the outside? Burglar boy, come on! What are the silks? I can't see the silks. Burglar boy, come on! Burglar boy! Burglar boy! Oh, you are... Gotta call him butt burglar is what I... God, drop the phone, Phil. Can you believe that? What a dog. Because I read the form was good.
Okay, Don, it sounds to me like you're drunk.
No, I'm not drunk. What I am is outraged and losing my job today at Channel 19. I'm here for a media day that was put together by Saul Pearson Estes, who's one of the number one media people in Los Angeles. And let me tell you this. Saul Pearson Estes has it all over L. Ron Martin and his mind control Scientology-style sect that he is trying to institute at Channel 19. And I also want to say, hold on for a minute. Hey, Petey, did you get that done? Oh, I know you didn't. You know why? Because you're... Well, I better not say it. So,
But you said to Becky Blondell, if you're going to fall in love with a woman at Walmart...
If you're going to fall in love with a woman at Walmart, you're going to fall in love with a Becky Blondell type. I was being complimentary to her. And she went to L. Ron Martin about it.
No, you said that Becky Blondell is typical of women at Walmart. She's fat with too many children.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. What? Hey, Joey, how'd you do? Huh? I'm getting raped, yeah.
Don, we got to keep your focus on the show here. Do you understand?
Yeah, I'm here, Phil. Hold on. Hey, Tammy, I'm getting raped. Did you see that last one? Well, what was he doing on the outside? Okay, Phil, I'm okay.
You're drunk. You've been suspended by Channel 19.
I am not drunk. What's wrong with you?
Well, you are slurring your words. You're all over the place on the phone here. You're talking to guys that are walking by.
Yeah, I'm at a racetrack. I'm at one of the last places where a man can go and be a man, to be the man that he wants to be. Hold on. All right, now go down and bet that. I want that. Yeah, Finnegan's Wake and the Persman and Geraldine McKee. Finnegan's Wake, the Persman, Geraldine McKee. That's the seven. That's the two, the three. Oh, sweet Jesus. I bet the wrong one. Did I bet the three? I didn't bet Clarkstower, did I? Clark Bar. Okay, I got Phil, I got Clark Bar.
Great, you got Clark Bar.
What is it called? Heath Bar. Clark Bar. Come on, Clark Bar. Come on, Clark Bar. Finnegan's Wake. Clark Bar, Finnegan's Wake. Come on! I had him in a quinella, you dirty, filthy, no-good, rotten, prostitute whore. You syphilis-ridden...
Hey, Don, this just cannot do. I've got to go, okay?
Now, you go ahead, Phil. You be just like L. Ron Martin. L. Ron Martin is running a Scientology...
Okay, my understanding is Jay Stanos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police, is out there.
Well, we had the phone call, yes. The phone call just came in from L. Ron Martin, who I... not L. Ron, excuse me, L.
All right, so you... it was Jay Stanos.
Jay, what's up?
You want to come with me?
Do I want to come with you? No, I don't want to come with you.
You're going to have to go because you're causing a disturbance.
I'm causing a disturbance. You caused a disturbance by looking the way you do.
What is that supposed to mean, sir?
I said you caused a disturbance.
Well, I will ask you to leave. That's none of your concern. You want to come with me?
No, but you get your hands off of me or I swear to God, I'll reach down, I'll pull it off, and I'll stick it in your mouth. You want to see me do it? Hey!
Take it down.
All right, so Jay Stanos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, is that... I guess they're restraining him or something.
Get him off. Phil, it's Jay Stanos.
What happened?
Well, what happened, we were in a General Mission area, and I did receive a call from L. Martin over Channel 19, said that Don Berman was up here in Clubhouse. That's right, Mr. Berman.
That boy's a whore, and you're a whore.
And I'm sorry.
That's a close call. That's a close call.
I can understand that, sir. I think you bet your last race for a night, don't you think?
Why don't you take out of your mouth the man... Why don't you take out of your mouth...
Get him out of here, please.
Why is he there?
I'm trying to get him back. Put him in a control wagon 4. Control wagon 4 is Gleason's wife's at her excursion, yeah.
Hold on. Mark Bar's a whore.
What they're doing right now, Phil, is you're just going through his pockets.
Clark Carr is a whore. Clark Carr is a whore. L. Ron Martin is a whore.
Well, I'm listening to all kinds of...
I apologize. What else you got there, huh?
Why are you going through? Why are you... You touched my penis.
No, we did not, sir.
Yes, you did.
Put him in the wagon there.
All right. L. Ron Martin.
And what happened? We got called up here, and apparently there was a whole deal going on. So we went ahead, we got him over in a wagon.
Well, I apparently he's had too much to drink. Is that the...
It seems that way to me, yes, sir.
And he was under some stress. He'd been suspended.
Well, my understanding was Mr. Barnes said he'd been suspended. And he was on the air with you and was beginning to scream and yell and say a lot of dirty things.
Santos, anybody ever tell you you look like a queer in that helmet?
Just shut your mouth. So, Phil, what we're going to do is...
Santos.
Yes, hold on. Just shut your mouth, sir. Shut your mouth or we'll have you ball gag.
Yeah, I'll bet you would.
What do you mean ball gagged?
If they do not shut their mouths, then they do get a ball gag. There's no question about it.
Well, but you love ball gagging.
And so what we did then was come up here. We did observe Mr. Berman at that time. He was yelling and screaming and calling everybody a whore.
Well, he was calling the horses, you know.
Yeah, he was just yelling a lot of improper things, so.
Brandon, anybody ever tell you you look like a real fairy in those shorts?
Now, what we have decided to do is we will put him there in the pad wagon and have him sober up.
Well, that's a good idea, and I can only hope that Mr. Berman, when he is sober, he learns from this experience. I certainly don't hope the station. I certainly hope the station does not penalize him much.
I don't know. That's up to Mr. Martin.
No, Ron Martin is a whore. No, Ron Martin is a whore.
And I certainly hope that, but you can hear what he's saying right there. So.
Well, he's obviously drunk.
Come on, it's the...
And I can hear there's the post call here. Can I get a bet down? Oh, I better not.
No, I don't think you should. Thank you very much, Jay.
Okay, Phil, thank you. And we're going to try.
Well, that was really one for the books right there, because what I think we heard Don Berman doing there was he cut his throat from ear to ear professionally by referring to L. Martin as L. Ron Martin, Becky Blondell as one of the fat women at Walmart with too many children. I thought I heard some reference to Jay Santos being queer. So I've heard every kind of unacceptable and insulting a vituperative term during this last 20 minutes, Phil. And I think Don Berman, if he's not out of the business, he's very close to it.
Well, he was intoxicated on the... And you know that Don has a drinking problem. You know that, right?
Well, no, I didn't know that. I knew that he had been in detox or rehab or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's an alcoholic, for all intents and purposes.
That doesn't mean you're an alcoholic just because you go to rehab.
Yeah, what? Why wouldn't it mean you're an alcoholic?
A lot of people go to rehab or have a DUI.
Let me tell you something, man. If booze is affecting your life to the point where you're hospitalized for it, you got a problem. I don't know if you want to call it alcoholism. Call it anything you want. I don't care. But don't think it's something that's just going to go away. Because if you got to go to the hospital as a result of your drinking, there's something wrong with the way you drink, don't you think?
Well, some people just drink too much.
Some people just drink too much. Well, yeah, there you go. That's a good way of looking at it. But why do they drink so much that they're in a hospital?
Well, it's just the luck of the draw and everything.
Yeah, the luck of the draw.
What do you mean the luck of the draw? What does that mean?
Phil, don't be difficult. All we're saying is that some people drink to excess.
I'm not trying to be difficult. I'm asking you guys to see something that you're not seeing. Do I drink? Have you ever seen me drink?
Yeah.
Have I ever been hospitalized for it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't. When have I been hospitalized for drinking?
Oh, for drinking, no. But you did say you got into that fight one time.
What fight did I get into?
You said you had to go get stitches.
I was a kid, man. I was a kid.
Had you been drinking?
No, I hadn't been drinking. Have I ever been in the hospital? Yeah. I've never been hospitalized. Have you guys ever seen me in a drunk tank?
Yes.
When did you see me in a drunk tank?
When you did that report on drinking for that radio station.
Are you listening to me? I'm talking about if I was drunk. Have you ever seen me in a drunk tank for being drunk?
I've not, Mr. Henry, but I can't speak for anybody else.
Well, I got news for you. Nobody has.
No, I've never seen that.
All right. And I drink, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, you drink tequila and everything.
Great. Great. Now, we've got that established. So I drink tequila, as a matter of fact, according to Bud, and I've never been hospitalized Have I ever had a DUI? Have you ever seen me get a DUI?
I've never seen you get a DUI, but that doesn't mean, you know.
Yeah, we'd have to check the record.
You go right ahead and check the records. You do as much checking as you want to check. You will not find any DUI on my driving record ever. Ever. Understand? The point that I'm trying to make is the following point. you know, there are people that drink and they don't get into automobile accidents. They don't have DUIs. They don't go to the hospital for over drinking. They don't have to be detoxed. None of that stuff. And there are people that do. And I submit to you that if you go to the hospital as the result of drinking, if you have automobile accidents as the result of drinking, if you miss work as the result of drinking, you have a drinking problem.
I think that's very judgmental of you. That's all I'm saying, just very judgmental.
Oh, so Don Berman, do you think he's got a drinking problem?
It's difficult to tell. I think that he had a few drinks this evening. He was under a lot of stress. He had a run of bad luck.
Yeah, bad horses over at that track.
All right, I I'm going to take a break.
Well, Phil, don't be condescending like, oh, well, you know, I can't put up with these idiots.
Well, you guys are not speaking any language that I'm speaking. I got to take a break. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show. When we come back here on the show, the U.S. to allow small knives to be carried onto airplanes. Who picked that story out?
I did. I think that's pretty interesting on account of a cousin of mine. He had a Swiss Army knife taken away from him.
All right, okay. So anyway, small knives are now allowed on airplanes. So if you're a terrorist, I'm kidding.
Oh, that was very responsible.
I'm just joking. We'll be right back. Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Phil, who we got here? RC, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, Phil, great show as always. I had to call in because I was talking to my dad, and he said that he did see you at the Marriott Hotel on Saturday night, and he said, you better not say, don't say anything embarrassing, but he did say that he did see you there.
Your father was at the Marriott in where?
Where was it? In Marina Del Rey.
Yeah, that your dad was right.
Yeah, he said he's seen you there, and you went walking across the street to get a candy bar at the Marina Market. Is that right, Dad? And you went walking across the street to get a candy bar.
That's me. I plead guilty. I was at a friend's house that night. I was at the home of my very good friend Amir Forrester and her husband Kevin. And if anybody goes to our Facebook page, our fan page, you'll see pictures of me there with their daughter Ella. Their daughter Ella has a slot car track.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I just have one more comment, then I'll hang up and I'll turn my radio down right now. But
we'll turn your radio up.
Yeah, with a little girl, because I've seen your Facebook page, because I'm a member of the backstage subscription pass.
Uh huh.
And was that little girl? Was she playing on a slot car track?
Yeah, that's a slot car track. That her parents gave her and is okay. So the caller.
Yeah, he's gonna hang up and turn it down.
No, hang up and turn it down. And hang up and listen to the radio.
Yes. How can you turn it down and listen to it?
Yeah, it's hanging. Well, he hung up. He says he's gonna turn it down.
They turn it down when they're on the air with me, bud. When they want to listen to what we're saying, they've got to turn it up.
I forgot to tell him.
Well, I think he's smart enough to figure that out.
But yeah, but I said hang up and turn it down.
And I'm sure he thought, boy, what a brain surgeon I'm talking to here. Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Mr. Dickman.
Whatever, man. Except
in any event, yeah, Saturday night I was over at my good friend Amir Forrester's place and her husband Kevin, and they have a daughter. Her name's Ella. She's a great kid. And this little girl, she likes slot car tracks. She likes, you know, cars and stuff. And you know, just little things that little boys might like. She's a very feminine little girl, because I'm looking at that look in your eye, Margaret.
Well, if you're listening, Amir, your daughter is beautiful, and you are too, and I had no look in my eye. I'm simply saying you do make note of that. If you have a journal or a diary, you simply make a notation. I love my daughter. This is interesting. She likes cars, not dolls. And you just make a note of that.
You make a note of that. Why?
Well, Mr. Henry, I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, would you shut... You know what? You guys are so freaky, man. You think that because a little girl decides she likes cars, that she's got a future as a lesbian? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm not saying that that's necessarily, you know, not true, what you're saying. I'm not saying that it is or it isn't an indication of orientation. You know something? If little girls 30 or 40 years ago had been given the option of playing with cars, what do you think they would have done?
Well, that's ridiculous, Phil.
What's ridiculous about it? Did anybody ever present to you, Margaret, when you were a little girl, a car to play with?
I had dolls. I loved dolls. I was well-developed. I don't know what you mean.
What do you mean, well-developed?
I developed mentally and, yes, physically at an early age. Okay. You know what I mean by that, right?
Oh, isn't that great? You had breasts when you were very young.
Well, are you going to put me down for that?
What's that got to do with anything? I'm talking about when you were a little girl, if somebody had given you the option of playing with cars, of playing with little cowboy outfits, stuff like that, you might have wanted to do that. I think it depends on the generation. What do parents let the kids do, you know? My sister, I can still remember my kid sister, Marianne, looking at me as I was playing with some tank that I got for Christmas. She wanted to play with the tank.
Well, and that doesn't... Okay, I'll ask the question. Is your sister a lesbian?
No, she's not. How about that? Isn't that something?
Well, I don't... You said she wanted to play with a tank.
Yes, she wanted to play with this little World War II tank I had. We'll be right back. We'll continue this ridiculous discussion. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Also, that big story that Bud got is small knives on airplanes are allowed now. Woohoo! We'll be right back.
Hey! Hey! Sassafras! Roar!
Phil Hendry.